Joanna, and I just had some of the best soup I've ever eaten.
I'm Daniela, and old men with composer kins terrify me.
You're listening to two nerds trying a little too hard to be funny.
And hoping to make the world a better place along the way.
Welcome to Outside Jokes.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4!
How's the soup?
It's a green chili, so it has lots of those good spicy green lads, as well as chicken and pinto beans. Mm. And the broth is just like chicken broth, but with sour cream, so it's like really thick.
That sounds really good, though.
It's delicious. I don't know, soup is like a good, like, winter food, I think. Even though it's not very filling, like, it does not fatten me up for the winter. But it's, like, nice and warm and drinkable, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. Not many foods are drinkable that are intended for, like, normal-aged humans. Like, when you're a baby, you can have drinkable foods.
Got it.
And when you're like old and dying, you can also have drinkable foods, but like
protein shakes,
I guess so. But like a shake is a drink, right?
It's not a food.
Is a shake?
Is that what you're
food?
Saying?
I guess mm-hmm. that is what I'm saying. Not to be controversial or anything, but milkshakes are not food. Tell me about old men, but not too much.
So like, I went to this piano workshop thing yesterday, and there was a lecture with this guy who is an expert on Beethoven, and it was, like, the topic of the lecture because Beethoven turns 250 this year.
Oh, happy birthday.
I know.
Happy birthday sometime this year to Beethoven.
Yeah.
As well as to everyone else alive and dead.
But, like, yeah, so he kept on, like, he was talking about Beethoven's childhood. And his, you know, when he went deaf and all of this stuff, how he was, like, a brilliant composer, but he died relatively young, and he was very, very funny. He was a really funny guy. Like, he kept on saying, he was, like, a lot of people wouldn't get his humor, but he was really funny. And we were like, okay, and then
niche composer humor, though.
Yeah, and then he was talking about how Beethoven, like, had daddy issues, let's just say.
okay.
And he starts, like,
you lost
tearing
me there, but it's okay.
He starts tearing up, and it looks like he's about to cry, because he's talking
like
about
happy tears?
No.
No?
Like sad tears, and, like, he's about to cry, because he's talking about Beethoven's daddy issues, and me and, like, the other,
that
the
make,
crowd of...
That would make me cry in multiple ways, I think.
The crowd of middle schoolers and, like, two other high schoolers in the room with me were all just so uncomfortable watching this, like, 6-foot-tall man just start tearing up at Beethoven's daddy issues, and it was just, like, such a weird experience. And this is not the only old man with a composer kin that I have met before. Like, there's another one.
Wait, so he was related to Beethoven?
No, he wasn't. He just very, 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 like, disturbingly into this guy's life. I'm not gonna dox him. Not because I think he listens to the pod, but just because, like... Yeah, for his safety, I guess. I don't know. There's another one who's, like, super obsessed with Chopin that I met a few years back. Same concept. He wrote an entire book on him. I will not be providing the name of the book. Also at the workshop, there was this guy. He walks up to me. Another 6-6.5 foot tall dude. Points at me. He's, like, probably 70 years old. He goes, Daniela sang.
He's 7 years old 70, and 6 feet tall?
70 years old.
Okay, because I was like, that's a monster baby boy if I ever heard of one.
He walks up, he points to me, he goes, Daniela sang, 2017, Chopin Winners Concert, I filmed you.
And I was like, oh my god.
What? And it was like, it was a really weird day.
He's, like, digging through his files. He's like, yes, this is the one. 2017. Chopin. My God.
It was just so surreal. And it was kind of... It's like, I mean, I guess if you had an encyclopedic memory, or, like, you know, one of those things where you never forget anything, like, I guess that would be a cool, fun way to mess with people? Because it really messed with me. It really f***ed me up. I've been thinking about this for the past 24 hours.
Wow. I guess you have a memorable face. I don't know.
I had a name tag, too.
Reading off your name tag. My name is Danielle Tseng, 2017 Chopin competition winner. I'm sure that's what you wrote, just as a subtle flex on your name tag. Actually, that's not subtle at all. If you got a flex, at least be subtle. I see you've come up with a very special kind of quiz here that we talked about in the previous episode of doing, but you sure did it.
I sure did it.
Thing that you did.
So, last week we were talking about the Rainbow Magic Fairies, and I was like, huh, I bet there's a bunch. There's a bunch now, and they're still being released. Some of them are gonna, they've got, like, pre-release dates set for 2021.
Don't even give me birthday gift ideas for you, though.
So, yeah, I went through the Wikipedia, and it's time to play Two Truths and a Lie, but with Rainbow Magic Fairies. So basically, I've got three fairies at a time. Mm-hmm. One of them isn't real, and we're just gonna go with
it. And the rest of the fairies are real, and they exist, and you have met them in person.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Christy and Rachel are like meeting.
It's definitely Christy.
I messed that up. Christy and Rachel have met every single one of these fairies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
an experience. Anyways, so first one. Sasha the Slime Fairy, Amelia the Apple Fairy, or Daisy the Festival Fairy?
I don't think Daisy the Festival Fairy is real, because I think I have heard of a Daisy Fairy with a different speciality, and I don't think they would use the same name for two different fairies.
But first of all, you're right, they do not use the same name for two different fairies. But also, you're wrong, because Daisy the Festival Fairy is a real fairy that just came out.
Okay, which one's wrong?
It's Amelia the Apple Fairy. I made that up.
Sasha the Slime Fairy.
There's a Slime Fairy.
Does she work for Nickelodeon?
I bet! Oh my god. Also, all the covers are just, like, so weird.
They're all, like, kind of the same, though, right? They mm-hmm. just, like, pose them and dress them up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Slap that title on. Mm-hmm. And they all have, like, tiny little, like, emojis coming out of their wands.
Yeah.
And they're fun and sparkly if you get the new additions. Wow.
The metallic covers. The next one. Autumn the Falling Leaves Fairy, Rita the Frog Princess Fairy, or Cecilia the Snowball Fairy?
The Frog Princess Fairy? How did you get assigned that? Like, oh my god. Can I be a Frog Princess Fairy?
Absolutely. There's a fairy tale...
That's such a, like, do you apply for that, or are you just born as a frog princess fairy, and then there's, like, a red fairy, and you're just the princess, you're the fairy specifically for the frog princess.
There's also, like, a bunch of other fairy tales, like, there's a Snow White fairy, too, and, like, etc.
Okay, so I'm assuming this one is real, because it feels like something you could not make that up.
So which one is it?
It is... Cecilia the Snowball Fairy.
It is Cecilia the Snowball Fairy. Is that one just too mundane? I love how Autumn the Falling Leaves Fairy is a real fairy that someone actually made a book out of.
And I bet there's another fairy that's like someone the Autumn Fairy, right?
Yeah.
There's gotta be one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This one involves UK names. So, first option, Stacy the Soccer Fairy, and the UK name is Francesca the Football Fairy. Faith the Hope Fairy, with the UK name Helena the Hope Fairy. Or Erin the Phoenix Fairy, and the UK name is Erin the Firebird Fairy.
Okay, this isn't completely related or unrelated, but you know how we always call the British Baking Show the British Bake Off, and we don't know like who started saying that, but we all, like, mm-hmm. you, me, and my mom all kind mm-hmm. of just say that now. Okay, I looked it up, and apparently British Baking Show is... the official, like, American title of it, and then the UK version, the original version, was actually the British Bake Off.
Oh!
So when you see it listed on Netflix, it says British Bake Off because it's the the U.S. version of Netflix.
Oh, that's so
But, like, weird. It was... So we're wrong calling it that because we live in the U.S., but it was the original title, and that's where it came from, because we probably saw it written somewhere as that. So I guess both are technically correct.
Well, British Bake Off is the hill that I will die on.
All right. I feel like the... why would... Now, I have read Harry Potter, and there are phoenixes in the UK version.
Very interesting.
I think in UK, they do not call phoenixes firebirds, because first of all, that's stupid. And second of all, I have read Harry Potter, and they call it phoenix in the Harry Potter version.
Well, you're still wrong, because that one's real.
Well, I didn't guess yet.
Oh, what?
But now I have a second chance because you just spoiled it. Okay. The fake one is Stacy the Soccer
No,
Fairy.
It's not.
Third time's a charm. The fake one is Faith the Hope Fairy.
You're right. It is Faith
ding,
the
ding,
Hope
winner,
Fairy.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, winner.
So my sister and I were making these up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, let's make Faith the Hope Fairy. And I was like, what should the UK name be? And Dina, my beloved sister, goes, Hope the Hope Fairy.
Again, they should have called the other one Autumn the Autumn Fairy, right? Like, they should have done that.
I guess. They should have also called it Daisy the Daisy Fairy, but it was Danielle the Daisy Fairy.
I see.
Okay.
I don't even know. I'm not keeping track. I think I've gotten one right so far. One out of three.
Yeah.
We're on it. We're on a roll here, boys.
Okay. Next one. Very spicy names. So, Amira the Amazon Fairy. Aisha the Astronaut Fairy. Or Adele the Voice Fairy.
So these are all like 2016 white baby names, right? Is that the theme you were going for here when you selected those three?
No, they just all start with the letter A.
That reminds me of that like Christian white mom like sub Tumblr.
Yeah,
thing
yeah, I know
where,
what
like,
you're talking
there's
about.
The list of
on the blackboard.
Oh my god. Yep. Yep. Good lord, this is more difficult than anticipated. which is a thing that I would say if I were speaking like a human. Alright, I think the fake one is Adele the Voice Fairy?
No one's real.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So which one's fake?
It's Amira the Amazon Fairy. They have
Is there an Amazon Fairy, or you just made up
No,
the whole
I just
thing?
Made that up. The Astronaut Fairy, there's, like, this whole thing about, like, discovering, like, jobs and stuff. So there's, like, Astronaut, and there's, like...
Wait.
Yeah. There's also the Helping Fairies, which has, like, Netic in it.
But this is, like, Girls in Science Fairies?
Yeah.
Daisy Meadow is just... hyping us up, though.
Yeah. Oh, also on the Wikipedia page, there's, like, they list the ghostwriters of each of the stories, too.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like...
Because, okay, Daisy Meadows couldn't just write, like, all of those.
Yeah.
Like she don't got that much time on her hands.
Her mind.
She is a published author and has things to do and places to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, the next one. Courtney the Clownfish Fairy.
That's gotta be real.
Waverly the Whirlwind Fairy. Or Catherine the Fashion Princess Fairy.
Fashion Princess Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a subset of fairies that are certain kinds of princess fairies?
No. I don't actually... I think that was just one of the standalone ones. That's like a 3-in-1 book, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the holiday ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fashion princess holiday, my favorite time of year.
That's the Met Gala.
fake one is Waverly the Whirlwind Fairy.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's just like the other book series. You can't combine them. It's the what was the one where there's, like, the whirlwind and she turns into a different person?
Katie Kazoo.
Katie Kazoo, yeah. She is Katie Kazoo the Whirlwind Fairy.
Katie the Whirlwind Fairy.
Katie the Kazoo Fairy.
It's part of the musical instrument series.
Yep, only valid instrument. No cap.
Zainab the Squishy Toy Fairy.
Zainab?
The Squish... What? Zainab the Squishy Toy Fairy.
If the... Okay. You said that was a slime fairy, so I'm assuming that would be in the same category.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? Jay the boyband fairy. Jay the boyband fairy. Or Jem and Nina the twin fairies.
The twin fairies. Huh. Boy. I think the twin fairies are real. Probably. What? The boy band fairy? You could...
Could I have made up Zainab?
God, your mind.
Is that something I can make up?
I feel like if you made that up, it would have had to come from the dark side of your mind, and I don't know. Some wacky stuff could come out of that. But I think the fake one is Jay the Boy Band Fairy.
Jay the Boy Band Fairy is real and actually the first boy fairy ever to partake in the series.
Oh. Wait, is the boy, is he the boy band fairy or the male band fairy?
No, the boy band fairy.
But he, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Jem and Nina
are fake.
There are twin fairies, I just changed the name because I couldn't think of a good fake one.
That's sneaky of you. What, do you remember what their real names were? Something that would make more sense as twins.
Yeah, no, I try to think of, like, Gemini and, like, what Daisy Meadows would do with that.
I see.
But, like, that didn't...
I bet Daisy Meadows... Do they have, like, horoscope fairies?
No, they don't.
They don't?
They don't. Daisy Meadows, if you're listening to this... You should make horoscope fairies.
Yeah, I...
Twitter stans will eat that up. I
feel like that's something she would be into, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she probably got some crystals up in there.
There are, like, multiple types of star fairies.
She probably wears weird, like, flowy kimono-type situations.
I can see that.
Yeah. And, wow, she... Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Much to think about.
Much to consider. In this brain of mine.
Stacy the Surprise Party Fairy. Evelyn the Myrmicorn Fairy. Or Luna the Loom Band Fairy.
Luna the Loom Band Fairy? Like...
Yeah?
Like Rainbow?
Yeah, like Rainbow Loom.
Are the Rainbow Magic Fairies and Rainbow Loom, like, they got some sort of brand deal going on?
I don't think they actually specifically mention Rainbow Loom.
I think that's a fake one, though.
You do? It's not. You can look up the cover. The rainbow on the cover is, like, made out of rainbow loom bands.
I actually still have some rainbow loom things that I made. Do you want one? I'm gonna get one for you. Be right back.
I will find the covers of the best rainbow magic books, and I will post them to our Instagram. Especially Luna the Loom Band Fairy, because I think that's worth looking at. And Zainab the Squishy Toy Fairy, so that everyone can know that I'm not making that up.
I have acquired a selection.
Why were these in your bathroom? Just, like, chilling?
To choose from? Because I want you to think of me whenever you look at it. Now, this one is thick enough to put on your ankle if you're into that quirky type situation. Aren't they cool, though? Like,
I'm impressed.
Like, kind of talent.
Wow. When did you make these?
I don't even know. They've just been sitting... in my bathroom for an awful long
time. This one is dummy thick.
Right?
Wow.
It's like hollow. Like it's a, if you squish it around.
I'm impressed by this intricate lattice of plastic. I'll take the thick one.
All right.
Cool.
And I will take the rest for myself and treasure them forever.
One on each ankle and one on a wrist.
Or three on one ankle. Ooh. As a statement piece.
Looks like a house arrest brace.
A house arrest brace. When you were... Wow. That's what you get when you're confined to princess... To... What's her... Oh my god.
Fashion princess?
No, nope. I'm trying to think of the, what's the queen when you confine to the fairy princess castle.
Tatiana!
Tatiana! That's the Hausarrest bracelet you get when you confine to her castle for unspoken goblin crimes. Got any more for me?
I sure do. Ivy the Worry Fairy, Jenna the Joy Fairy, or Claire the Caring Fairy?
Jenna the Joy Fairy.
Ooh, you got it. How'd you get it?
I got it. Ding, ding, ding. I think there is a Joy the Something Else Fairy, and that seemed weird to me to make like a weird cycle of fairies all named after each other's specialties, you know? Like, I don't know. There is definitely a different fairy named Joy.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, wait, I know this one. It's like a Christmas present fairy or something named Joy. It's on one of the holiday specials.
A Christmas present?
Something like, it's like, it's in the three
yeah.
for one.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Wow.
Why do I know things sometimes?
Your mind.
Sometimes I know things that I wish I did not.
Rosalie the Rapunzel Fairy. Sierra, the science fair fairy. Or Claudia, the accessories fairy.
Claudia.
She's real.
Really?
Yeah, it's Sierra, the science fair fairy.
I don't believe you. I've never met her. How do you know she's real? How do you know she's real?
She has a whole book written about her.
Really?
A whole book. Are you real? Wait, you don't have a book written after you.
No, but how do you know it's not fantasy? How do you know it's a biography?
It is an autobiography by Claudia the Accessories Fairy herself, as she details her experiences with Kirsty and Rachel.
All right.
Okay. Last one. Chloe the Cactus Fairy, Elsie the Engineer Fairy, or Monica the Marshmallow Fairy.
Unless you just changed, like, the name, I do believe it's an Engineer Fairy, because we talked about this, like, whole girls in science fairy situation. Oh boy. I'm gonna say Chloe is fake.
Chloe is fake, yeah.
Hey.
My mom made that one up.
Good. That's pretty good. I do want some houseplant fairies up in this, though.
I feel like they should.
For that and down for that, for real.
They've made petal fairies for, like, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because flower fairies is trademarked.
Really? For what?
For the flower fairies.
Oh, she made her own trademark and...
No. The other thing for the flower fairies.
Yeah.
Is... its own separate thing. So she's not allowed to write flower fairies, so she called them the petal fairies.
I see, yeah.
I say she, like we're talking about Daisy Meadows here.
Whereas we all know those ghost writers are... No, they're autobiographies. We've been over this.
Oh, right, of course.
All of the ghost writers are the fairies themselves.
Right. Hey, Joey.
Yes, Danny?
What day does this podcast come out on?
February 24th.
Did you know that February 24th is National Play More Cards Day?
Sure didn't.
Cool. So Play More Cards Day was created in 2013 by Bicycle Cards. So it's a corporate holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this company began producing cards in 1885. And they, like, it was like a major thing in World War II. Like, they designed their deck as a puzzle. And, like, when you put all the cards together, it made a map.
Can you still do that with bicycle cards?
Well, not anymore. I have some. But, like, they used to, like, make them, and it would make a map. And so people
That's
could,
so
like...
so cool.
Prisoners could, like, make their way to safety or whatever. And it's like, that is wild. That is tight. I want a deck of cards from World War II. Wars also made bicycle cards... They were kind of forced to create waterproof cards that wouldn't, like, rip or, like, peel apart or stuff. So, like, soldiers could play cards with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, during the Vietnam War, some people thought that the Ace of Spades had severe psychological effects on Viet Cong. And so, like, they viewed it as a symbol of death and infinite bad luck.
Oh, so would they keep it, like, in their pocket or something when they went out to fight? Like, to give the Viet Cong soldiers bad luck?
I don't actually know. It doesn't say. This was in the daysoftheyear.com description.
I see.
But, yeah, it was kind of like a symbol of, the Vietnam War because of the superstition.
Interesting.
And, the website also has a list of ways to celebrate Play More Cards Day. So you choose whichever card game you want to play. The only requirement is having a good time, which is 100% mandatory, apparently.
And what if I don't? What are you going to do about it?
The entirety of Bicycle Cards Corporation is going to sue you.
Good. I'd like to see them try.
Apparently, according to daysoftheyear.com, mm-hmm. another great way to make sure a party is a success is to have various foods to snack on. If you're going to be touching cards, it would probably be best that of the snacks you choose was not too greasy as to not dirty the cards.
Your precious cards cannot be dirty. Maybe that's why they're waterproof, so that if you get grease up in that, you can just wash them off in your dishwasher.
The hot Cheetos dust that gets on the bicycle cards can be rinsed.
Can you imagine, like, opening up your dishwasher and seeing a deck of cards all, like, in separate, like, plate slots?
Oh my god.
Just, I mean,
I personally put my deck in the part where you're supposed to put spoons.
Now, I like to put my deck in the washing machine.
Oh, that's very spicy.
So that I can just dry it and don't have to air dry it, so I can play cards again as soon as possible.
Oh, yes. Because,
you know, you have to wash after every use. Or else they just get nasty.
Mm-hmm. Some nasty boys in here.
We can't have nasty boys. No nasty card boys in this house.
So, oh my god. It's time for our recommendations. These are some things we think you should consider doing, or books, movies, podcasts, and music to check out. So firstly, I recommend High School Musical, the musical, the series, because it's much better than I expected it to be. You can stream it on Disney Plus or pirate it on YouTube.
And which did you do?
I have Disney Plus, so I did
you
that.
Do?
But
all right.
That's also
great. I might have to copy your account because I sure don't have Disney Plus, and I feel like there's a deficit in my life.
Mm-hmm.
High School Musical, the series shaped hole in my life. I recommend trying to go to sleep earlier on Sunday nights because I know how difficult it is to go to sleep early. Like, I'm really bad at getting enough sleep and sleeping at a decent time, but I try to at least once a week on Sundays go to bed, like, before 11, because I know if I feel bad Monday morning, like, it just kind of starts the week off badly. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a little thing that I try to do, and, I mean, I'm not your mom, I can't tell you what to do. That's why it's a recommendation, and not the law.
I see. Also, I recommend looking through the list of Rainbow Magic Fairies, because I spent a solid half hour on these questions, and there are 274 fairies and counting.
Wow. Lastly, I recommend frogs of all shapes and sizes for friends and family.
I thought you were going to say daily consumption. I was like, whoa, hold on there.
And lovers, perhaps, if you are
the
Frog Princess Fairy.
Rita the Frog Princess Fairy, hit me up.
Hit me up. I am a frog. I am legally a frog. That didn't make any sense.
You're a frog looking for a princess.
Thank you all so much for listening.
We'd really appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe, share our podcast with your friends, or leave us an iTunes review.
If you need advice, have a question, or a comment, make sure to reach out to us at toomanyoutsidejokes@gmail.com or on Instagram or Twitter @OutsideJokesPod.
This week's deeply rooted childhood memory for Gen Z kids is those typing games that teachers made us play in elementary school. But they also, like, switched up the curriculum every single year, so I don't know how to type.
Yeah, I don't know anyone my age who actually knows how to type.
Yeah.
Like, I can chicken peck real fast, though.
Ooh, yeah, same here. One-fingered.
Okay, I can kind of chicken peck without looking because I've done it for so long.
Oh, that's
cool.
That
it's like I never learned how to type, but I can just... It's so stupid. I guess that's the one thing I have, like, spatial awareness for. I'm so clumsy, but I know how to type with two fingers without looking at the keyboard. Outside Jokes is written and produced by us, edited by Angela the Audacity Fairy, and distributed by Anchor. Special thanks to Anchor for sponsoring this episode and all the people that make this possible.
I'm Daniela.
I'm Joanna.
And as always, good luck this week. We'll be right here for you next time.
Bye-bye.